The Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
What do you think of when I talk of pumpkin heads, patchwork girls, glass cats, wicked witches, yellow brick roads, tin men and ruby slippers? Yeah, you guessed it, I'm referring to the massively expanding tales about the Land of Oz. The first installment of the Oz franchise came out in 1900. After L. Frank Baum's initial novels, Ruth Plumly Thompson wrote a further 19 Oz books between 1921 and 1939, John R. Neill penned three between 1940 and 42, Jack Snow did one in 46, Frank Kramer wrote one in 49, Rachel R. Cosgrove wrote one in 51, and Eloise Jarvis McGraw and Lauren Lynn McGraw wrote the most recent canonical novel in 1963. 18 more Orthodox sequels were later published between 1986 and 2007, so as you can see, the stories of the characters in the Land of Oz are endless. As well as writing the original 14 Oz books, L. Frank Baum wrote the first four stage musicals of Oz also. The Wizard of Oz musical Experience in 1901 with music by Paul Taitjens, The Woggle Book in 1905 with music by Frederick Chapin, and in 1913 The Tick-Tock Man of Oz, and the following year The Patchwork Girl of Oz with music by Gottschalk, which was also adapted into a silent film the same year. Here's a short sample of the music from the very first Oz musical from 1901. Right, yeah. In 1939 came the best-known musical adaption of an Oz story, starring Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale, a young farm girl from Kansas who finds herself whisked off to the magical Land of Oz.
We hope to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here he is, the Wizard of Oz, if ever a Wizard of Oz. If ever, ever a Wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're out to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Talking, of course, about Victor Fleming's The Wizard of Oz. The most famous song from the show is Over the Rainbow, sung when Dorothy is bored of Kansas and dreams of finding a fantasy land far, far away.
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare.
The song was number one on Songs of the Century list. The American Film Institute also ranked Over the Rainbow the greatest movie song of all time. It was adopted, along with Irving Berlin's White Christmas, by American troops in Europe in World War II as a symbol of the United States. Ironically, the song was originally deleted from the movie after MGM said it slowed down the story. In 1973, a direct sequel to the film was produced, with new songs written and Liza Minnelli slipping into her mother's ruby slippers as Dorothy. Filmation's Journey Back to Oz, also starring Ethel Merman as the evil witch Mombi. In the opening song, Dorothy sings about the magical world in which she had previously visited.
There's a far away land, a far away land, where daydreams and wishes and rainbows are planned. it's as far as a star may seem, or as close as the ripples in a stream. Should a faraway look come into your eye, just hop on the first candy cloud that comes by. Trade your dreary world for a cheery world where the skies are all pink and blue. That star